Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
Bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational, the 12th consecutive Insperity Invitational, and I've been right here every tournament. I don't know how they could have this without me, since I was here before the tournament started. Insperity does a great job. It's the Champions Tour is a wonderful, wonderful entertainment, folks. If you love golf, and there's a Champions Tour near you, I've been going to Champions Tour tournaments for 25 years, and I encourage you to check them out and see if you can enjoy. And if it's in your town, if it's in your community. Volunteer. Become a volunteer. I promise you, you'll have fun. I volunteered at a Champions Tournament for 9 years before. And so that was in a decade or so ago. I got something else I want to talk about. It's just you and me, by the way. I've got one more thing I want to talk to you about. We did we polled our audience recently. And we asked you, which are the greatest challenges to your business success over the next 3 to 5 years? We ask you that question, and here's what you told us. 23% said it was national or local economy. The economy was holding you back. That was going to be your biggest challenge over the next 3 to 5 years. 23% said the economy, national and local. 43% said national, state, local politics and policies, things like taxes and regulations, things like this dysfunctional government. 43%, that was the big group, said that you felt like that was holding you back. And I can see that, the taxes and the regulations especially. 21% said organizational deficiencies, internal things like capital, talents, your own size, not having enough scale, and technology, needing the better technology. 21%, almost a little more than 1 in 5 said organizational deficiencies. 5% said big boxes, globalization. And 8% said internet competition. Well, here's what I took from this. My comments on this poll, it showed me that when it comes to future challenges, only about 1/5 of you think that their own internal might be holding them back. All the rest believe that the challenges are outside their four walls. Only about 1/5 think that their own personal challenges are holding them back. I think that's good news as long as you're telling yourself the truth, as long as you're being honest with yourself. You know, sometimes we look for other reasons not to look at ourselves, right? So if 8 out of 10 of our folks think that it's politics, it's big boxes, it's the internet, it's the economy, if 80% think that it's something other than ourselves, I'm going to say that maybe there might be a situation where we're not looking at ourselves enough. And because that's a pretty small number, I think. I'm not trying to question our results at all, because you answered what you wanted to answer. But all I'm going to say is when you think about this, if you look around yourself, are 80% of your challenges in the next 3 to 5 years from outside, or are they from inside? Could we look at it that way? And if you think about it like that, I think you'll see that it's probably not 80% external, only 20% internal. Because we could all get a little better with our systems, couldn't we? We can all get a little better with our management. We can all become a little more professional as CEOs of our company, right? Something I've been talking a lot about for a while now. We could all be a little smarter in the way we capitalize our businesses. We could all hire a little better, fire a little quicker, right? We could all do a little bit better job of getting the right people. Maybe we're a little bit behind on technology. Maybe our technology doesn't quite meet the expectations of our customers, of our prospects. You know, and those expectations, I'm going to say that's the biggest thing, and of course, this is what I wrote a book about. My Age of the Customer book is all about this. I'm going to say the expectations thing is a big deal, maybe more than you know right now. If you don't know what your customer expectations are, what your prospect expectations are, and in the age of the customer, there's another group out there. They're called users. They're the people that you don't that have never done business with you and may never do business with you, but they still are casting a vote on what your company is like. So what is the marketplace expectations for you? For what they want you to provide them if they're going to do business with you. So before you go blaming the economy and politics and other things, first, make sure that you have discovered what your customer and prospect and user expectations are for your company. I'm Jim Blasingame. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Does everybody really know what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.